We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Friends, we are having such a wonderful time here at Bridge for Peace International because we have with us our delightful guests, Fernando Bastos and his family from Brazil, South America. Welcome, Fernando.
Well, thank you. So good to be here. And God bless you all.
We've just had a wonderful prayer meeting this morning when the Lord was speaking to us about being the light.
Yeah.
It was very moving.
It was.
Would you like to share something about it, Fernando?
Oh, sure. So it was a really good meeting, you know, and as Annette said, we are called to be the reflection of God, let's put it like that. You know, God is the light, the main light, and we are called to be the reflection of that light. So, you know, God, the Holy Spirit sent us many visions, you know, many pictures today, and all of them were, you know, related to be the light to the other people in the world, you know, because you know, there are many people in the world that can't see through the darkness, you know. They don't even know sometimes they are in the darkness, you know. But when we are with God and we are with the light, we can enlighten people's lives. And so they can see further, you know. And sometimes they can see the real path and that they are not walking on the right path. So that's the main idea, no?
Yes.
You stay with God and be light and help the others see the right path. You
know? Yes. So Jesus said that you're the light of the world.
Yeah.
And even when we look at the scripture and it talks about John and it says he wasn't the light, but he pointed the way to the light.
Mm-hmm.
But when the light of the world is in you, you're not the light, but it moves through you.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to realize who you are and how you can help other people.
Yeah.
Because even those that love Jesus, they can have a hard time.
That's right.
And sometimes they don't see the light. Mm-hmm. And then we can be God's light to one another. Mm-hmm. So we want to encourage you to encourage others. We're here today as Bridge for Peace to bring encouragement. Our hope is to bring light into your life through the light of the world, Jesus Christ, our Bridge for Peace. And to encourage you to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you know, Fernando, so many people, they love the Lord, but they don't realize how important they are to his plan of salvation today. You know, they look at the Lord, oh, he's the Savior, he'll take control. You know, but what we always say in Bridge for Peace is God is in charge, but he's not in control. We're not his puppets. That's what Satan does.
Yes.
Satan makes you addicted to him. You can only move when he tells you to move.
That's right.
Our God gives us choices. So he's in charge of the entire world, but he doesn't control us. So we need to rise up in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to bring light to other people who could be really suffering and struggling. And you know, you can't tell by the smile on the face. You know, it has to do with a conversation. And then you see when you start to talk with people how they could be struggling or just even feel like they're holding on. And we come with an encouragement in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So not just a nice pat on the back and a hug, but actually the power of the Holy Spirit and the light of Jesus Christ, which is a miracle working power, which we've seen so many times in Brazil.
Yeah, and that's very important what you just said, that we are important, you know. In we are important inside God's plan.
Yes, absolutely.
So I was listening in Brazil to a father, a priest, speech, and he said that God has everything, you know, under control. Mm. Even the bad things, you know. Mm-hmm. So if he wants, in a blink of an eye, everything just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But why doesn't he do it now? Why doesn't he end up with all the bad part, you know, of the humanity? That's because he wants us to fulfill his promise.
Yes.
So we need to do it. You know, yes. He's waiting for us to do it.
Right.
You know, so that's yes. exactly what he said. I mean, mm-hmm. he doesn't force us.
Right.
He know that we have, you know, we are here, and he let us do what we want. But we should know, we must know, that we have to do his will. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we are important because we are part of his promise.
Yes.
So we are the workers, you know, here
that's right.
to fulfill his promise.
That's
you
know? Right.
So everybody, everyone, every single one is important.
Yes.
So once you feel like I'm not important, you know, I'm not so good.
Right.
I mean, you are important.
Exactly.
You are part of his promise.
Exactly. You know? Yes. And we want you to be empowered through the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. to have the giftings of the Holy Spirit, to have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understandings and the fruits of the Spirit
yeah, sure.
in your life. And today, if anyone has told you, as I'm listening to you, Fernando, sharing, if anyone has told you, those who are listening, if anyone has told you you're not important, mm-hmm. we come against the lies of Satan in your life
right.
today mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Lord God, that by the power of your blood, there would be a freedom mm-hmm. for those who have really believed that they're not important. Because mm-hmm. each one comes, as you've been saying, mm-hmm. Fernando, with a plan from God.
Mm-hmm.
We arrive on the planet with a plan already.
Mm-hmm.
And a plan that can only be accomplished by supernatural power.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a plan that can be accomplished or fulfilled
mm-hmm.
in our own strength.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's the miracle-working power of God through us
sure.
that fulfills the plan that he made for us.
Mm-hmm.
He made a plan from heaven,
mm-hmm.
from a supernatural realm
mm-hmm.
for us who live on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to return. We're never going to die.
Mm-hmm.
We're divine.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he made us. He created us to be eternal
mm-hmm.
beings.
Yeah.
And we're going to return to the heavenly places.
Yeah.
You know, so this is just a short period of time when
mm-hmm.
you can't even
really
think.
Short.
Sometimes, Fernando, I try to think about eternity, you know, and you can't, you
mm-hmm.
know, you have to stop because
yeah.
you just.
Because you can't see the end.
You can't
There's
see
no
it.
End.
There's no end
no.
to see, you know. So
yeah.
it's just really knowing that this is a short time. And while we're here,
mm-hmm.
Satan's trying to oppress us.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to keep us from the plan.
Yeah, and you need to know that. And you need to really see that. God wants you to work through the Holy Spirit in order to go back to him, to live in the heaven with him.
Yes.
Satan, when you hear... to work for him, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
That's all. I mean, he wants to use you.
Yes.
For him. God wants you to be with him, you know, not
yes.
work for him. You
right.
know what I
mean? Yes, yes.
So that's very different.
Yeah, like Satan wants to manipulate you.
Mm-hmm.
We say manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, friends, Fernando's first language is Portuguese.
Yeah.
He's actually a translator,
yeah.
an English teacher, biology teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a blessing for us in Bridge for Peace, having met together on mission
yeah.
in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
where we're in need of translators. And I remember distinctly
mm-hmm.
the first night you translated for me, Fernando.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's with this guy? Because you knew all the, you know, and to pray for people, friends, you don't need to know the anatomy. But
uh-huh.
because of my own story, because mm-hmm. of my own injuries, etc.,
mm-hmm.
I studied a lot of anatomy.
Uh-huh.
So when I pray for people, I use it. Anatomical terms,
right.
which you don't need to do, but it's the way mm-hmm. I visualize it and the way I command healing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, Fernando, you were just using all the same anatomical terms, like, what's with this guy? But imagine God sending us an English teacher and a biology teacher. I mean, it's like really
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
We knew it was God from the beginning.
Sure.
I remember that night and all the people kept coming. Do you remember that night? We were outside. Was an afternoon ministry
mm-hmm.
and people were being healed, and they kept calling their friends. Mm-hmm. And the friends kept coming and coming and coming. And we had another ministry.
Yeah.
And we couldn't leave because there were so many people, so many miracles that night. Yeah. Well, and so we sent part of the team on to the next ministry. And the rest of us
stayed
in that beautiful place under the stars. It was amazing. Yeah. It was an amazing night.
Yeah. Well, it was amazing. God, you know, God made so many miracles during those missions.
That's right, and this is a miracle too. Who would think that you'd be here in America?
Yeah, this is a concrete miracle. Mm-hmm. In your life, we can feel it. You know?
Yes,
we've never been able to be here with you. You know, with you all that are listening to us, without God's hand. You know,
mm-hmm.
Of course, without our friends here who helped mm-hmm. us, but they were lead. You know, they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So it is a miracle.
Yes.
It's totally a miracle.
Right.
Yeah. And I praise the Lord for that.
Yes, yeah. So do we. And God wants to do miracles in your life.
Amen.
So you may think there's nations you'll never visit, but God may have a different plan.
Yeah, sure.
You may think there's languages you'll never speak, but God may have a different plan.
Amen.
So what we really want you to grab a hold of today is that you are now the light of the world, that the light shines through you, and that we understand that many times people will try to diminish you, mm-hmm. try to make you less than what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that, Satan will come in and compound it.
That's right.
He'll make sure you never fulfill the plan. Mm-hmm. You can love Jesus and you can go to heaven and never live out the plan that he had for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you love him and you have faith in God,
mm-hmm.
but live a totally disempowered life.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want that to happen to anyone who's listening today.
Sure.
We want you to know that you're important to God's salvation plan.
Absolutely.
And if you don't do what God's called you to do, no one else can do it.
Yeah.
No one can fill your shoes. No one mm-hmm. can take your place. No one can complete your call because you are precious and very special. So we want to really encourage you today to walk in the Spirit. And if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you can visit us online, bridgeforpeace.org. You can go to prayers. In the prayer section, you'll see the prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, our blood covenant prayer. You can pray that prayer and receive the Holy Spirit, or you can call us and you can see our contact information. You can call us. We're happy to pray for you. And even now, if you have not received the Holy Spirit and you want the Holy Spirit, just ask him to come and to fill you and to empower you and to give you the equipping in Jesus' name. So, Fernando, we only have a little bit of time here, but would you like to pray with the people that are listening?
Yeah, sure. So, may God, may the Holy Spirit be with you right now and fulfill all your needs, all your intentions. May the Holy Spirit go through your life, through your family, through your problems, your troubles. May everything you need be fulfilled by the Holy Spirit right now. And may the peace of God always stay with you from now on. Amen.
Amen. That's once again from Fernando Bastos, leader of Bridge for Peace in Brazil, South America, with us today. And I'm just joining my prayers to his for you, that you would live out the purpose for which God has created you, that you would fulfill the call through the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and in that way, give glory to Jesus Christ. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today from Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.